I was thinking back in my memory, what do all Americans remember from the mid-20th century as a date? I was thinking, well, the assassination of JFK, that's one thing we all know about. Mm-hmm. But in the Netherlands, 1953, everybody remembers the North Sea floods. They killed 1,800 plus people. Yep. Probably there were people in the audience at the premiere who remembered this.
Yeah, there were. And I think the most beautiful story I heard afterwards, when it was premiered, and there were 7 performances and there were 3,000 people attending those 7 concerts. And I got many letters and notes from people, but one of the most beautiful was, I remember now, with someone who wrote, I was with my father at the concert, and for 50 years he didn't talk about what he experienced during that flood. And we came home from the concert and he started to talk after 50 years. And she found that amazing, and I found this also amazing, that music can open people's mind and let them talk about what they experienced even 50 years before that.
What a tribute to you as an artist.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
I was thinking that when you wrote this piece, it was about a specific event in the mid-20th mm-hmm. century. Who knew that flooding would turn out to be one of the central themes of the 21st century?
Yeah, I didn't realize that. I knew when I started this project and setting everything up and getting commissioned that this 50-year commemoration would be a thing. It was a thing. It was a huge event. It was the premiere was an item of the national television news. There were reviews on the front page of the most important newspapers. But I never realized that floods would become one of the main topics of our environmental problems nowadays.
And here in Iowa, we've had quite a bit of flooding over the last 15 years.
I didn't know that, but I heard it, yeah.
And Martin Hearn also was in New Orleans for Hurricane Katrina, so I think mm-hmm. that's why they were looking for a work about the flood. They yeah. found yours, they fell in love with it, yeah. and here you are.
Yeah.
One of the questions I have when you're writing this piece for an occasion,
mm-hmm.
so you as an artist, how do you write something that engages and moves you as an artist, that becomes something, well, more than an occasional piece?
One of the important things is that let's put it otherwise. I put a lot of time and effort in finding lyrics in text that I could use. I didn't want to use only the sort of the Latin Requiem text. I wanted to mingle them with other things. And then happily I found poems from Christopher Levinson, who is, I think he was originally an Englishman, but he came as a 19-20-year-old guy to Holland to help as volunteer after the flood. And he wrote poems about it, what he experienced then. And they were beautiful. So I contacted him and I got permission from him to use them. And he was at the premiere also. He still lives. He would have been here in Iowa, but he has a knee operation these weeks, so he wasn't able to travel. He's still around. A very nice guy. So I did a couple of, well, not full time, but I did a couple of months to search for texts and combine them. And then you start writing, and then you may find it surprising. Then the important thing is that you keep a certain distance to the topic. I didn't speak with people who experienced the flood. I wanted to keep, as composer, a distance to make something that goes beyond individual experiences. I wasn't even born in 53. I'm a little bit younger, so it wasn't my experience. I can't imagine what it is to experience something like this. 1,800 people were killed. People lost their complete family. So that must have been terrible. I never can imagine how that is. So it is important to keep a distance to make something that is, yeah, bigger than individual emotions, something that is more general, I think.
That's an interesting paradox, yeah. Well, I think at this point, people would like to hear a little bit, and we have queued up a little section from the Flood Requiem. Maybe you could tell us a little bit, and we'll talk a little more after that.
Okay. Yeah, well, there is one of the texts I wanted to use was from Lorca, the Spanish poem, and it was about singing. It was about the power of people to rise up again after a disaster, to help each other. It was the positive twist to a lot of trouble. And it was the Spanish test was about singing, and in the end, I couldn't get a good arrangement with the English word, the inheritance of Lorca.
Oh yes, so the intellectual property. Yeah, it was poems.
Royalists were at 2003 still a topic. So that was it wasn't possible, and I found a Russian poem, and that's a little bit strange perhaps, but I translated that Russian poem in Spanish to get these same sounds again, and it was also about singing. And you hear now in the end of movement 8 here, you hear the choir repeating this cante singing. That is what you hear.
Fantastic. Well, I guess that's another one of the central stories of our century is intellectual property owners demand. But that's another topic. Anyway, here is that section from The Flood Requiem by Dawa Eisenha, I think.
Eisenha, yeah. Almost.
Here it is. Excerpt from The Flood Requiem by Dawa Eisenha, which will be performed complete Friday night at 7:30 at Cornell College in Mount Vernon. And the composer is here in our studio, Dawa Eisenha. That was fantastic.
Thank you.
And when did you arrive in Iowa?
Yesterday evening.
Oh,
so I only met Marty and Lisa this a couple of hours ago, and we're starting to rehearse tonight. Well, they started before, but I'm so happy that they choose this piece, and it's so wonderful to work with young people, and I think they will do a terrific job.